Hey!
Hi,
we're finally reunited.
Yes, I love it.
It's been so long.
It really has. I have been on vacation. I mean, I would call it a trip because it's with kids, but you know what? We had a good time.
Yes.
It was very nice. We were out in Destin, Florida, 30A. It was very cool. And the kids, the thing is with trips, like even if you take a trip with your kids and it's not that far, you could, you know, go to Galveston or whatever.
Yeah.
They learn so much.
I agree.
So much. So that's why I think these trips are so important. And I know I've read like mom blogs and with psychologists or child psychologists and stuff, and they all say the same thing. And my kids like started to, they had fights, but they also like got along, played together.
Yes, that's so great.
And I met this guy. His name is Angel Ruiz. He's from Houston.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so great. I wish I could have him on the show, but he's over in Destin. And he started this business. And I was going to show you more about him, but first I have some pictures and videos. I think we have right here. This is me going down the slide.
No
so we
way.
Had this boat, and we went down the slide. Actually, I did. First, Liana did.
No way. She
and
did
then
it
she's
first.
Like, Mommy, will you do it? Yes. And then Ryan was able to drive the boat.
Wow.
And then we have video of Liana driving the boat. I mean, she was fearless. She was like, "Get me behind the wheel, and I'm gonna go." We had so much fun doing all kinds of water sports and,
yes.
and activities and stuff. And so it was just a really fun time over in Crab Island. And this right here is Liana just, literally, she's driving the boat.
Oh, she's so cute.
There's my little girl doing her thing. Yep, she loved it. And now that she has those small little, you know, toy cars, she's like, I don't want to do any of this.
Wow, how fun. Look at all the boats in the water.
Yes.
That looks great.
It was very cool. So I just thought this was so nice. So Angel actually started this because he saw that there wasn't a market for, like, where you can charter a boat and get an actual captain and all these other things. It's actually his birthday today, so happy birthday to him. And I was able to catch up with him, and I had him talk just, you know, because there's so many people that want to do different mm-hmm. things, and he was in oil and gas, and he changed and did this. So here's a little bit from Angel.
You know, I followed the, I guess, the traditional American dream and went to college, and I got there, and I was like, you know, there's got to be something better out there for myself. And so I started exploring options, and I landed on water sports in Florida. Here we are. Just a little bit of research. I honestly thought that I would end up maybe in South Florida somewhere, and just through research, I discovered Crab Island in Destin and saw that there was a market that everyone else was missing and just kind of tried to capitalize on it. Do a private charter. We're going to offer a boat with a slide, a captain, Bluetooth radio, cooler of ice, inflatables, paddle boards, snorkel masks, and water toys. And we also include sightseeing and dolphin watching as well.
Which is crazy because anybody can get this private experience and you don't have to be shelling out thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right, we try to be fair, we're trying to be competitive, but fair at the same time, so I think it's definitely the most bang for your buck.
Do you love Houston?
I do.
H-Town shout out, but really cool because I know we talk about people who have their side businesses or trying something different than, you know, the corporate world.
That's so fun. That looks
really
like
cool.
Such a great time. All those boats out there and everything.
My goodness,
how
yes.
fun.
But what's crazy is that a lot of these people rent these boats and then they take this online boating safety class. And they're driving the boat.
Why would anybody do that?
Like, he was telling me 90-95% of the people, that's what they do.
What?
And they're drinking, and they're like,
why?
I know.
Well, you can't drink
easy.
And drive a boat. That's illegal.
Right.
But
the people on
the
there
people
are
on
drinking.
There are, yeah.
We're not, you know, obviously promoting that. But I'm just saying, like, when you have a captain, you don't have to worry about any of those things. But
yeah, I would never. That's, like, why I'm going to have my bachelorette party where I'm having it.
Well, that's a whole nother level.
Because I have a captain in the family. Who can get me a big boat. So it's just like, I mean, but there's also all these options now to just, there's Groupons and then you get your captain and then you can go.
Right. But I mean, it's harder to find somebody and it's more expensive to find someone. Like you have to do a captain and like per hour. Anyway, and we were near the Gulf of America and it's so like the security is so tight. Like you have to have certain, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, I love being on the boat more than the beach. That's
oh, yeah.
Me.
I love just, jumping off the boat and everything.
Yes. It's just a lot of fun and just being like in the elements.
So. Yes. Well, we missed you.
Yes. I'm glad to be back.
And it looks like you got such a nice glow.
Yes.
I say that because Rashi's actually going to leave us to go and do another show that comes on right after this.
Yes.
We are going to have Glow Sunspa on to talk all things. It's actually Wedding Wednesday, which I forgot about.
Yes, I was like, are we going to show the banner?
And so I meant to queue up the
That's
wedding
okay.
Wednesday
That's right.
graphics.
You have your, at least you have your.
I do have my ring on. So I thought as I am, because it's supposed to be wedding Wednesday, so as I'm preparing for my wedding, Glow has been such a great option to get ready for the big day. And yes. I wanted to share all the things with you guys that they do. We're gonna be talking red light and all kinds of crazy stuff. So you don't go anywhere, stick around. We missed you, we're glad
yes.
you're back. So I'm glad it was a successful, safe trip.
Yes, it definitely was. And I can't wait for you to interview Glow, and then you can watch me at 4 o'clock with Dave Morales.
Yes, see you in a second.
Yes.
Yay, we have the wedding graphics. It's Wedding Wednesday here on Caroline and Rashi as I prep for my big day, which is in April. So it sounds like it's a long way away, but I wanted to have Glow Sun Spa come join us. This is Todd Earnhardt. He's the founder and CEO of Glow, several locations here in Houston and in the Woodlands area. And you guys sound like a tanning spa, but you are far more than that. What do y'all offer?
Well, when we started, that's exactly what we were, was a tanning salon.
Back in the 80s?
Late 80s, early 90s, yeah.
Was that like the tanning fad back in the 80s?
That was the thing.
That was the thing, okay.
I'm definitely dating myself now, but here's a fun fact. In 1999 or 2000, we actually did the very first spray tan ever.
No.
In the entire South Texas and Houston market, right down the street here at Glow Sun Spa.
Are you serious?
We did.
So this was in the 90s?
This was in 1999 or 2000 when we did the first spray tan.
Okay, I love that you brought this up because my mom will never forget when she found the self tanner at the Estee Lauder counter for the first time, and it like changed her life. So that was life changing for women
sure.
or men who liked to spray tan back then.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, yeah. So in the old days, unless you went on a tropical vacation or it was spring or summer, there was no other time.
Right.
Other way to get a tan.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
That's what the tanning industry brought about, and we've just evolved
over
the
totally
years.
Oh, you've totally evolved.
Yeah.
No, you've evolved so much. When I've been into Glow, mm-hmm. and I can't believe what you have. We're talking cryotherapy, red light therapy. I mean, you know better than me. It's far beyond a tanning salon.
And by virtue of our name, I didn't even want to use the word tan in our name. Mm-hmm. As we sit today, tanning is only about 45% max mm-hmm. of the modalities that we offer at Glow.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole business is built around helping people look and feel good and doing it at an extremely affordable price. That's kind of our mantra.
I love the videos that we're showing right now because it just shows you that when you walk in, it's you're not walking into like spray tan booths and tanning booths. It's this like all-encompassing feeling. One of the things that I know has been so big on social media, I mean, I'm seeing it everywhere on TikTok, is red light therapy.
All the rage.
First of all, what is it? And then how do you do it?
Okay. So we've actually been in that space, and I'm fairly passionate about it because we've been in the red light space for roughly 20 years. Originally just for the facial area, waited and waited for years for something full body to come out, which in recent years has become, you know, very prevalent. The big thing that I've learned though in traveling through trade shows and spas all over the country and in other countries is not all red light's created equal.
Mm-hmm.
So the density of light, the output of the light, is what's going to make a tremendous difference. And so we feel like we have found the two most effective machines out there that we offer at Glow. Everybody's first session is free to experience mm-hmm. the difference. You're going to notice your skin is going to look and feel better. It's going to boost collagen production. It's not just red light though. We also have infrared light in there, which is going to help with aches and pains and things that hurt. The emotional stories we have on young ladies and men that have cured serious acne problems.
Well, we actually do have some before and after photos Okay. Yeah. Well, we did have them, but I guess we don't have them right now. But they're incredible because even scars on people's arms
or bodies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I had shared a couple of those with you. It's one of our general managers had a pretty bad car accident, and that was the picture that I had shared with you, was after her surgery. And then, you know, it wasn't maybe 3 months after you saw the difference. Mm-hmm. That it made in her arm and in that scar. Yeah. So it's impressive. I mean, I've even put a red light system in my home.
All right, we have the pictures now. This is a before and an after of the mm-hmm. scar that Todd was just talking about on someone's arm who used red light regularly. And these are also some other before and after photos of just skin texture and faces of what the red light can do if you use it consistently over time. And here's the acne that you were talking
That's
about.
That's after one session.
No way.
That was one session.
That's incredible. Mm. That's amazing. Okay, so as I'm, and we'll talk about this in just a minute, but as I'm prepping for my wedding, one of the things that I wanted to improve on was the dark spots on my face or freckles. I am mm-hmm. Irish and I'm also Italian, so I love the sun, but I also, you know, will start to get freckles or dark spots. Sure. That red light therapy not only might help with that, but also like that snatched look that I want for my wedding day, right? That
Absolutely.
Could all help, right?
Well, and some of those photos that it was showing, that was a client that those were pulled. She posted that on Google.
Yeah.
You know, people get really passionate. You know, you'll lose inches.
That's so, okay, I need to be doing this all the time. What am I doing? Yeah. I'm wasting time here. I love that you have this and it's accessible. When we come back, we're gonna talk about a few other really interesting things that Glow has that could help with your sinuses and your pasty skin like mine. All right, back here with Todd from Glow Sun Spa. Multiple locations in Houston, but it is filled with all these things that you can do to improve your skin and your health and your look. And we're talking about something that I have not tried, nor I had no idea about. It's called halotherapy.
Yes.
What is that?
So halotherapy is, it's been around for years and years. You may have heard of salt caves.
Okay.
So halotherapy is all about respiratory wellness. And so we have a machine in our spas. I believe it's showing on, mm-hmm. on your screen right now. So that's actually an infrared sauna with halotherapy integrated. So it's using pharmaceutical grade salt.
Okay.
And it goes through a halo generator into the air inside the machine in microfine particulates. And you simply sit there and breathe in and breathe out. And it's all about respiratory wellness.
Wow.
Amazing for the skin. Think about going to the beach and the salt water and how it heals, you know, scratches or wounds on your skin.
Yeah.
It's great for eczema, psoriasis, asthma, COPD.
No way.
Sinuses, allergies, the common cold. So if you had, I remember as a kid seeing a little slug on the ground after it rained,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
If you pour salt on it, it just completely dissolves.
Oh.
So imagine mucus and phlegm in your sinuses, your throat, your lungs, as you're breathing in this salt, naturally that same thing begins to happen.
Okay, and what I really like about what you're talking about here is these are natural things.
Yes.
Red light is just a red light that mm-hmm. has good effects on you. Salt mm-hmm. therapy is just salt.
It's just
halotherapy is just
things
salt.
That God gave us.
It's just stuff that is natural, and mm-hmm. I love that because mm-hmm. that's kind of the trend I've been going more toward, which is why I'm an avid spray tanner now. And
okay.
I used to be an avid, I would lay in the sun or go tanning, which is still fine. I know that tanning beds are made well now to actually protect your skin, and we'll get into that in a second. But all this stuff that you can do that doesn't harm you is
right.
so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so awesome.
Once again, everything that our business is built around is helping people not only look better, but feel better.
Okay, tell us real quick about, and I don't have video or pictures of this one, but what is the machine that makes you do a million crunches and
oh
at once?
Gosh.
Tell me about that. So, this is interesting. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. I've done it before, not at Glow, but I've done mm-hmm. what you're about to tell us about before, okay, and it's crazy. So
the company that kind of made this technology famous is M-Sculpt. It's a company called BTL. And so we've owned and utilized those machines, but the technology basically is creating a contraction. So if we were doing it on our abs, mm-hmm. in a 30-minute session, it's going to perform a contraction, much like if you were performing a sit-up or a crunch.
Oh, my gosh. Which I did so many in the gym today, but definitely not that many.
In 30 minutes, you're going to get 20,000 crunches.
So it's like this, it's like this thing, right? And it sticks
on
you.
Yeah. And we strap it on you.
And then it pulses, and it feels like a million bee stings, but it's tolerable, and you could turn, turn it up, turn it down,
and
right?
And we adjust to your comfort level, but a contraction is a contraction.
Yeah, it's
and
like,
so if you were physically able to perform this, imagine how sore you'd be the
next
day.
Oh my gosh, you'd be so sore.
But in between the contractions, it does this tapping motion, and that's breaking up the lactic acid that's formed. So you're not sore the next day.
Oh my gosh. How long does this take?
You
How long have you been there
abs,
for?
Abs, 30 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
You can do abs, glutes, biceps, triceps, calves, quads, hamstrings. I mean, while you relax,
I know.
Let us do the work for you.
Rashi and I went to, we basically kind of did this together a while back, mm-hmm. and both of us were sore after it. But we're like, it was just the machine, which is crazy, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah,
it's like it's, we weren't in a class doing 1,000 sit-ups, but, like, no. we could feel it after.
Well, I'm a golfer.
Yeah,
so
same.
Core strength.
The best.
Is
yeah.
huge
yep.
for golf. So it helps with that tremendously.
That's so cool.
I can't say enough.
And there's also, I know, I've seen, like, the non-invasive body sculpting machines that you guys have, too, which is
crazy.
Well,
that is exactly what we're talking about.
Okay, cool.
So that's what we're doing. We ventured into cool sculpting, mm-hmm. and actually one of our spas in Cyprus has cool sculpting.
Yeah. So different areas might have different things, but overall you have a lot of overlap, though, at your locations?
A lot of overlap, mm-hmm. and serve, you know, you can go on our website, mm-hmm. Find the location convenient to you, and make sure they have the modalities that you're looking for. But it varies a little bit by store, but there is a tremendous amount of overlap.
Well, now the question that many of you ask me all the time is, how in the world do you go get a spray tan and then come into work? I don't have a spray tan right now. I'm going to go get a spray tan tomorrow. But people are so, they've never heard of, and this was the only way I do it. They've never heard of a spray tan where you actually can go to work and put your makeup on after.
Correct.
And so, I know you offer different kinds.
Correct.
But specifically, first of all, your spray tanning beds are a private booth. Nobody's in there with you.
That's correct.
And the machine, the Versa, right?
Versa does Spa
it,
Pro.
Does it all for you, so you don't have mm-hmm. to be, if you're uncomfortable, in front of
a
human.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to strip down naked in front of a total stranger.
No,
certainly
yeah.
your fiance wouldn't want
right?
you to either.
Or like, you know me, like a public figure, that just, yeah. No, yeah. not about that.
No so, secrets anymore.
Right? So the Versa, how does it work?
Okay.
People are so curious about this.
So it's going to use, so our machines hold four different types of solution. And so there's a clear bronzer, mm-hmm. there's a bronzer, then there's a super dark bronzer, and then there's a hydrate product. The booth's going to talk to you through the process, tell you when to turn. There's visual posters on display in the room showing you the positions to stand mm-hmm. in. It's going to dry you, but we probably at Glow do about 75% clear bronzer.
Okay.
And so when it sprays on you, Caroline, you don't see anything. But over the course of a few short hours, mm-hmm. your color starts to develop.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
And when you get to that point where you go, that's about how dark I want to be, that's time to shower.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome because also, though, what I've noticed with the clear solution is that once you get in the shower, it doesn't come off. You don't have all this like brown and orange stuff coming off of you.
On your clothes,
yeah,
your car seats, your bed sheets.
I put on my news yeah. dresses and after I get sprayed, because I post about this on social media. So everyone's mm-hmm. like, but you don't look orange. It's not getting on your clothes. How in the world are you going
yeah.
to? And I'm like, it's clear and it develops over time. So when I do this show, I might still be my color, but then by the late news tonight, I have this wonderful
glow. You look like you've been to Cancun.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's,
yeah.
And I mean, I feel like mine lasts a long time.
Most people will do a spray tan about once a week. So the bronzer is when you go in and you're going somewhere relatively quickly and you want that color right now. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the primary reason you would do a bronzer.
Okay.
The clear, like I said, we do probably 75% clear because you can hop in over lunch, put your work clothes back on, get back to your routine.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. Yeah. And so we were showing you also like the standard tanning beds and those beds quickly because we're running out of time here. Mm-hmm. The beds now, the tanning beds, I mean, those are good bulbs and those have, they're high tech now.
Yeah, it's a manufactured medical device. Mm-hmm. And there's a specific amount of UVA and UVB phosphor that goes into these lamps. There's very regimented exposure schedules. And they're as big as a small car now.
Yeah.
So air conditioning, aromatherapy, cooling body misters, things that make it getting a tan more like a spa experience.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, it's come a long way.
It has, and I have a lot of work to do before my wedding. So red light therapy, right? I need to get my skin in check and then the tan, it's like a whole thing, but this
get
is-
your body sculpted.
Yes, the body sculpted. Like this is your one stop place where you can kind of check a lot of those boxes. If you are, well, you don't have to be getting ready for a wedding. You can just be wanting to feel better in general. Mm-hmm. But I just think that this, especially for brides or anybody prepping for a big event, this is such a cool thing to know about because there's so many different things that you could do to feel your best.
Well, and let me take this opportunity to say, anybody that's not experienced Glow, you can come in, get on a preview pass, and test out a variety of the modalities absolutely free.
That'd be awesome. Well, thank you so much, Todd. We appreciate you coming in so much. This was so much fun. I have so many ideas and a whole list of things that I need to do before the big day. So thank you for coming on and explaining. Check them out, Glow Sun Spa, multiple locations in the Houston area. And thanks for watching another Wedding Wednesday on Caroline and Rashi. Bye, friends. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This was so fun.
Really appreciate it.